This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Macher. Eric Whitaker is a choir geek, and he's so proud of it, he's created t-shirts that you can purchase on his website that read, "Choir Geeks of the World Unite." Composer Eric Whitaker is the creator of the virtual choir phenomenon in which people from around the world upload recordings of their own voices, which are then indeed united into one online choir. Whitaker's third virtual choir YouTube video launched on April 2nd. He says they received an astonishing number of submissions.
It's extraordinary. The funny thing is, Virtual Choir 3, we intentionally chose one of the hardest pieces I've written, a piece called Water Night, which at one point splits into 14 different parts, thinking that we might actually slow the growth of the virtual choir, you know, just trying to get the best possible music out of it. And we still doubled our numbers. There's something happening that is a wonder to behold.
Water Night is also the title of Whitaker's latest recording. On it, he leads his own choir, the Eric Whitaker Singers, and he conducts the London Symphony Orchestra in an orchestral version of that title track.
I've had this secret life for years. I also write for concert band occasionally, and I love writing instrumental and orchestral music. Water Night was originally a choral work written in 1995, and then the string transcription to my ear sounds totally different than the choral version, not just the timbre of the instruments, but the message, in a way. There's this quiet melancholy that exists in the choral version, and the string version sounds, in a way, there's more gravity, and it's got a tragicness about it that the choral version doesn't have. I conducted that with the London Symphony Orchestra for the album, which is one of the great thrills of my professional life, to be honest.
Right now, Eric Whitaker lives in London, where he serves as the composer in residence at Sydney Sussex College, Cambridge. It's a 5-year opportunity that arose from his term at the college as a visiting fellow. It was his experience there with Dr. David Skinner and the marvelous chapel choir that inspired Eric to compose Alleluia, the piece that opens this recording.
It was the very first time that I understood the wisdom and the beauty of the Christian liturgy. I'd never experienced it before. And especially that word Alleluia, which is so ancient and is Hebrew, and my wife is from Israel, and so there was this deep connection to the words themselves. The piece very organically kind of melted out of me.
Whitaker's wife, Hila Plitman, is featured on the song Good Night Moon. It's based on the children's book that Eric has read to his 6-year-old son more times than he can remember.
For years, I would read it to him nearly every night. I don't know when it was, the 500th or 600th time reading it, that it started sounding like music in my mind. And we contacted the publishers, and they were so gracious to allow us to set it. They hadn't let anyone else set it before. And I just had in my mind this sweet, delicate lullaby. And then, of course, I wrote it for my wife, who is an extraordinary soprano. The sweetest now, I have to say, is when my son sings it. You know, he'll be taking a bath or something, and I'll hear him in there singing it. And that just breaks my heart in all the right ways.
There are 9 pieces on Eric Whitaker's new recording, Water Night, 6 of which are world premieres. As you listen, I think you'll find that each of these pieces touches your heart in just the right way. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Macher.